been uploaded, sir. We're online and ready.
And welcome back to another issue of Mighty Marvel Geeks on Sorcerer Radio. I'm your host, Mike. On the other side of the table, we got Ken. How you doing tonight, Ken?
I'm doing superbly, wonderfully good. How about you?
Doing all right, provided Jarvis keeps everything online and working proper.
Keeps my power on.
So, a lot to cover this week. Of course, we got our comic picks of the week. We got some Guardian of the Galaxy news, some Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. recap, and a discussion about what happened with that. Some Agent Carter news. Iron Man 3 winning big at the People's Choice Awards. And then news that broke literally the day after we recorded last week with...
I think as soon as we hung up with each other, it was announced.
Yeah, it was
pretty much
almost like 12 hours later.
Yeah,
but still, literally right after we recorded, the next day, Friday, Marvel, Dark Horse, Lucasfilm, Disney, everyone involved in all this announced Star Wars is leaving Dark Horse Comics at the end of 2014 and will be picked up by Marvel in 2015.
Was that, do you think that was a surprise to many people, or was there writing on the wall for that?
Well, considering you and I talked about it back when the whole thing happened in November, or October, November, I think it was one of the first things we talked about.
On that other show.
TV Geeks, yeah. We said then, how long is it going to be before the comics revert back to Marvel?
It makes sense.
It does make sense, but the...
I mean, 2015, what else is happening? Hello?
You got the second half of Star Wars Rebels of their first season. You've got the movies. Or the first film, episode 7.
It's a big Star Wars year.
Yeah. So, the backlash has been insane about all this. You know, everyone criticizing, oh, Marvel's going to destroy it, Disney's going to destroy it.
Oh, yeah, I've read stuff like they're going to have Wolverine on Endor or something. Some comments like that, I'm like, Disney has not ruined Marvel.
No.
They're doing just fine.
And even
it's
though...
It's always a knee-jerk, you know?
I mean, even though Marvel really didn't give it their best the first go-around with Star Wars, because...
The first 9 years?
A lot of it was because they didn't know how to go. Because Lucas was focused on, okay, here's the first film, let's get the next film. Yeah, that's a great idea for a story, great, let's go. Just go with it. That's why they had characters like Jackson the Rabbit, the Green Rabbit, in the first run. But I think now that there's more established, and now with the creation of the story group, in which they're going to focus on trying to keep continuity.
Yeah.
Or keep not the, continuity, keep canon.
Yeah, keep the canon.
With the movies, with the stuff that's already been produced film-wise, be it animated series or the movies, and any future written projects from this point on, since the EU will be changing, the expanded universe will be changing, and the comics are going to be part of that, making sure they all keep one consistent canon.
Yeah, I mean, you know, don't get... Dark Horse did an incredible job with the series.
Oh, they did great.
Of course, you know, I mean... But it's only... I mean, that's why I don't see it as a surprise. Very much of a surprise for me. That it would move that way, especially with the movies coming out and the story group and...
Right.
And having their hands on everything.
I mean, they're not saying the old canon... is going away. Yeah. It's abolished. They're just saying there's going to be a reboot. And this is the time to do the reboot.
Absolutely.
Since the movie is not going to be involving any of the current expanded universe, they've already said they're not going to go with the Thrawn trilogy. They're not going to do Shadows of the Empire. I think that is the Thrawn trilogy.
Yeah, it is.
There is going to be a new expanded universe, so we've got new timelines. So it's a reboot. It's sort of like Abrams' Star Trek to the original Star Trek. It's a reboot, except they're not redoing everything prior to.
Right, the history is still there.
Right, so the canon from the prequels, the canon from the Clone Wars, the canon from the original trilogy is still going to be there.
Yeah, it's all there.
It's just...
they're just doing the expanded universe that...
correct.
That was great and all. It was also, you know, I mean, that was also...
it was amazing.
Approved by Lucas himself, too, as well, so...
but now, it's going in a new direction, and I think that's okay. Everything's going to be fine. Who knows? Maybe Brian Wood, who's doing the current Star Wars title.
Mm-hmm. Dark Horse, yeah.
He's a Marvel guy as well. He just got done doing the X-Men, or one of the X-Men books. I want to say, which one's the original X-Men, where their kids still in school, Beast hasn't transformed yet.
X-Men.
Well, it could be. I don't.
It's just X-Men.
All new X-Men.
I don't. It's just called X-Men.
Okay, that's the one.
X-Men. That's it. Yeah.
That's the one Wood's on.
Yes.
Okay. He's wrapping up on that. I think he's going somewhere else, doing something else with Marvel. Who's to say he's not going to pick up with where he left off with Dark Horse with Marvel? Because that series was originally only supposed to be 20 issues anyway.
Right.
When it was announced. So who knows? Because that was talked about at Celebration 6. So maybe they even knew... kind of had the rumblings then that Dark Horse was going to lose all this after 2014.
I wonder how long it was being worked in the back rooms somewhere.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I don't know about you, Kim, but that frustrated me when they dropped that the next day. It's like, really? You couldn't go a day sooner? So we actually talked about it.
They planned it out.
I was waiting for the hate mail to roll in. You didn't talk about Star Wars. The show aired Saturday, and you didn't talk Star Wars.
That's because we record on Thursday.
That's true. But speaking of other things in the celestial world... Guardians of the Galaxy is going animated in this year. So not only are you going to have the movie, but we're also going to have an animated series.
Right. Well, I mean, they've been kind of all over the current animated series that are out there. Characters from the Guardians.
Yeah.
The Galaxy.
Yeah.
Ultimate Spider-Man. What else? Have they been in just Spider-Man? Were they in Avengers Assemble?
I think... I don't remember if they were in Avengers. Yes. Let's see. According to one report, Marvel has been quietly assembling an animated incarnation of Guardians of the Galaxy to accompany the theatrical release. Likely more... than one closely, or more likely one that more closely follows the tone of the film.
Right.
Like Avengers Assemble. I don't think they've been on Avengers Assemble.
They were in Earth's Mightiest Heroes.
Yes.
Star-Lord, Rocket Raccoon, Groot, Quasar, yes. And Adam Warlock were in Earth's Mightiest Heroes. That's what I thought.
Details are scarce, as in date and network. Chances are it's going to be Disney XD.
Oh yeah, that's.
They're gonna end up doing what Cartoon Network wanted to do with DC Nation. Marvel's gonna be able to pull, or Disney XD is gonna be able to pull off almost 2 hours of, if they do everything right, they can pull off almost 2 hours on a Sunday of just Marvel cartoon. Between Ultimate Spider-Man, Hulk, Agents of Smash, Avengers Assemble, and now Guardians.
Yeah.
Well, just throw it up. Start it at 8, let it end at 10.
Well, they're ramping up the Guardians of the Galaxy hype for sure.
Yes.
For this film to come out. Yeah. A little bit here and there. But they're getting it out there. I mean, do you know many people who know who Guardians of the Galaxy are?
I still really don't. I knew Rocket Raccoon. Because that's a name that's always been thrown around. I knew Nova. Other than that, I couldn't have told you.
Right.
Who anyone else was.
Same here.
So.
Yeah. I mean, I had some old comics, but never. I mean, I didn't buy them, like, when they came out. I got them in a big bulk thing, and I never read them.
So,
me.
So yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how that plays out. Like I said, details are scarce. Though it's worth noting, Marvel seemingly tested the waters for an animated Guardians of the Galaxy by including the team in a 2013 episode of Ultimate Spider-Man.
Right.
Wherein the late Michael Clark Duncan voiced Groot.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Which will be voiced by
Vin Diesel in the movie.
In the film, that's right.
So, yeah. I mean, not challenging lines there. But, I am Groot, or I am Groot. It's like all he ever says. the team consisted of its film lineup of Star-Lord, Gamora, Drax, Rocket Raccoon, and Groot, while an earlier Earth's Mightiest Heroes appearance consisted of Star-Lord, Rocket Raccoon, Groot, Quasar, and Adam Warlock.
Mm-hmm.
So definitely by all the exposure of the actual of film stills, production stills, and the adding them into the animation, it's gonna be a.
Well, that's what I said.
Hopefully, it comes out well.
The hype train is going. Choo choo.
Maybe this will be Marvel's Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, so to speak.
This is all Phase 2, right?
Yes, still Phase 2.
Okay. Yeah.
Yep.
A sequel for Guardians would be Phase 3.
Yes.
Okay.
But Guardians has nothing to do with the next Avengers movie.
Right, yeah.
Except maybe.
Well, if they weave it in there.
Like they did with Thor, with the mid-credit scene where it's, there's a tie-in to the collector in the Infinity, in the one element, the Infinity Gauntlet, Infinity Gems. Maybe we might see another mid-credit scene with the Avengers as well.
Yeah,
setting up a potential Infinity Gauntlet Avengers 3.
I think they're going to have some part of Phase 3, personally.
Yeah, they're gonna have to be a part of Phase 3. If they do this the way they want to do this.
It's gonna happen.
So before we hit break here in a few minutes, let's talk about our comic picks for January 15th.
I wonder if they're gonna be the same.
I don't know. I would say, I guess, no particular order. Let's go with your first pick.
All New X-Men number 21.
Not on my list.
And why? Because they bring X-23 back. Okay. And she's trying to steal Cyclops, eh? But Jean and her apparently are supposed to fight together or something like that. So it's kind of pretty cool. And of course, it's a Brian Michael Bendis story. Brandon Peterson art. Hey, can't go wrong.
My first pick is Fantastic Four number 16.
The final issue?
The final issue.
Again?
So, I don't think the team's going away. I think they're just... It's going to end up being the end of the current status quo, and it's going to get relaunched in about a month or two.
Again?
Yep. Hey, it's the way it works. Your second pick.
Second pick is going to be another stunner. Superior Spider-Man number 25. Is that on your list?
That is not on my list.
Oh my goodness.
So far we are.
You want me to tell spoilers again? I'm going to tell spoilers, all right?
Go ahead. That's Spider-Man. Not a spoiler, it's a preview.
All right, well, Dr. Ock is fighting against original Superior Venom.
Okay.
And he has one last goblin on his side. And his guest star is the Avengers. How can you go wrong there?
No, cannot go wrong with the Avengers. That B-team of B-teams. I've got Night of the Living Deadpool.
What?
Deadpool awakens.
Say it's not so.
Deadpool awakes from a food coma to find the zombie apocalypse has occurred.
A food coma?
Can the merc with the mouth avoid becoming a Merkle in their mouth? It just sounds wrong.
It's bad.
Colin Bunn brings this one to life.
Hmm. All right. You ready?
So, number three.
Thor, God of Thunder, number 17. Is that on your list?
Not on my list.
Son of a gun.
Hey, we're doing good. No repeats so far.
The only reason I picked this is because it's the grand finale of The Accursed. They wrap that up there. And it's, he's desperate. Tour of the Nine Realms, brings him to Midgard, to Earth. Where he makes his final stand. Yes.
Oh, my third pick is brought to you by Brian Seffert and artist Carl Malign. And it's Disney Kingdom's Secrets of the Weird, issue one. It's an all-new adventure inspired by the Disney's legendary but never built Museum of the Weird. When parents are kidnapped, teens Maxwell and Melody are thrust into a thrilling race through the world's most strange and dangerous museum as they unite with their mysterious and swashbuckling uncle to save their family and the world from an evil secret society.
Sounds strange and weird.
Sounds weird.
Sounds weird.
And it's Disney.
Wow.
So, number four.
Number four on my list is Miracle Man number one.
That was my number four.
Holy moly. The long forgotten legend lives again.
Yes. And they brought him back to the original look and costume as well.
Yeah. The old school costume.
Going old school. Well, then I guess I'll jump the gun with my number five since we kind of...
You don't have a backup number four?
No, I don't have a backup number four because it was Miracle Man number one.
So
I'll go ahead and wrap up. Avengers number 25.
Ooh.
And I just totally lost where my notes were for this.
oops.
It's... Go ahead with yours and I'll come back to mine.
Oh, Michael.
Yes.
How have you lost it?
You've lost
your notes.
I have lost my notes. Jarvis.
My number five pick is Daredevil number 35.
Okay.
You have the writer is Mark Waid. Can't go wrong there.
Can't go wrong.
And it has an appearance of Elektra. Yes, that will change Matt's life.
Avengers 25 is...
Did you say that?
Yes. I'm getting my preview. Written by Jonathan Hickman. It worked for the X-Men. Would it be so crass to do it again? Introducing the all-new Avengers.
And again?
That's what they say. And we've been good up until now. But in this issue, an Avenger dies.
Oh, no.
Oh,
never.
No.
Never.
So that is our picks for next week, for January 15th. Only one in common.
Whoa.
Whoa.
It's a miracle, man. Get it? Boo.
So it's odd how we pulled that one off and not picked the same thing, except for one issue.
Very weird. Strange. So, you have bad taste.
No, I think we have unique taste.
I'm kidding. We've
now given our listeners 9 different comics to think about instead of...
Holy moly. That's like $36.
Just about.
30, but 50, 40.
Think about it. With most of these, that's 2 issues. Because with most of Marvel, they come with a digital code, or if you go to Comicology, go to marvel.com/redeem, enter the code, digital copy is available in your Comicology account.
Cha-ching.
So, 2 for 1. I'll take it.
That's not
considering bad. If you just get the digital, it's $3.99 digital, or if you get the book, it's $3.99 at the store.
And you get both.
But with the... If you get the book at the store, you get both.
Ooh.
So.
Spiffy.
Hey. So, I think we're going to take a break here. And after the break, we'll do some Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. catch up. And,
catch up.
And, well, Coulson might need it after what he's gone through. And we'll discuss that as well. And a little bit of Iron Man and Agent Carter. So we'll be back in a couple minutes. Again, Mighty Marvel Geeks with Mike and Ken on Sorcerer Radio.
So, I think I have everything. Shoes, hat, sunscreen, phone, tickets. Oh, okay, there they are. There was one more thing.
And if you're planning that long-awaited trip to Disney World, we have got the tips for you.
Ah, there it is. Can't leave without hearing the latest Disney trip tips before my Disney vacation.
Disney trip tips, Friday at 1 p.m. on Sorcerer Radio with me, Sandy Alexander. Disney favorites mixed in with some of today's best music. And tips on visiting Walt Disney World. Disney trip tips, Sorcerer Radio, srsounds.com.
The best-kept secret for getting deluxe Disney accommodations at a substantial savings is DVC-Rental.com. You don't have to own a Disney Vacation Club to stay in one of their deluxe villas. Visit DVC-Rental.com and ask Scott how to get your deluxe Disney resort booked for your next Disney trip. DVC-Rental.com.
Hey, don't forget to send me a postcard from the Muppet Studios.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I can't do that, Walter.
But... Gary,
because
you're coming with us.
Book your next Disney vacation with Kristen Hetzel of Magical Journeys Travel, an unconventional agency for the unconventional client. Magical Journeys is dedicated to finding the best pricing for your next magical journey.
Wait a minute, I love that idea.
Kristen will work hard to save you money and give you the quality of service you deserve. As a well-established agency and an authorized Disney vacation planner, Magical Journeys Travel has many years in the travel industry and dealing with the infamous Disney reservation system. Let Kristen help you plan your next magical journey. To book travel or for a free quote, please contact Kristen Hetzel at www.magicaljourneystravel.com/Kristen. Follow her on Twitter at Kristen Hetzel.
Nice! Come on, everybody.
Magical Journeys, an authorized Disney vacation planner.
Welcome to the new sound of Sorcerer Radio. First version 3.0.
Sorcerer Radio presents the Sorcerer Radio app version 3.0.
We have the technology.
Check out our brand new Sorcerer Radio app for all iDevices as well as Android devices.
Better, stronger, faster.
Streaming Disney music 24/7. App highlights include a new broadcast window that shows you what you're listening to and what's coming up next.
Hot dog!
Multitasking so you can listen to SR as well as perform other tasks on your iPhone.
Gorge!
Listener access to all of our daily shows. The new interface, a new buffered stream, auto reconnect when signal is lost, visual EQ, pause, rewind, and scrub features.
My goodness!
And the new SR info area. Get your virtual Disney World fix today with the new Sorcerer Radio app version 3.0 from Sorcerer Radio.
Be careful with that. It's extremely dangerous.
SRSounds.com.
Rebel Force Radio.
Your source for the Force.
Star Wars news and commentary.
With Jason Swank and Jimmy Mack.
I've seen Star Wars 500 times.
Weekly live shows and podcasts.
RFR.
Like Rebel Force Radio on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Rebel Force Radio.
Your new source for the Force.
Rebel Force Radio. With Jason Swank and Jimmy Mack. Saturdays at 7 p.m. Eastern on Sorcerer Radio. SRSounds.com.
You're listening to Mighty Marvel Geeks on Sorcerer Radio with Mike and Ken. And speaking of Iron Man 3, I guess they won pretty big at the People's Choice Awards this week.
What day did that happen?
I want to say...
It was a couple days ago, wasn't it?
I'm not sure. I think it was... Wednesday night.
Yeah, it was last night, yeah.
Wednesday night, yep.
That's right.
Robert Downey Jr. walked away with the award for Favorite Action Movie Star, and Iron Man 3 took home both Favorite Movie and Favorite Action Movie.
So, which people were this that liked this movie that much?
People's Choice Awards. So, well, all the fans.
Age range is this?
Not sure. Good for the company, good for the franchise that it won.
I don't mean to be so cynical about it, but
I think it was more proof that it was Robert Downey Jr. that helped make that movie what it was in the franchise. Right. Because personally, after having seen Iron Man 3 myself, I thought it was the weakest of the three.
Agreed. 100% agreed.
It goes with that ongoing joke. How do you kill a superhero franchise? Third film.
Make a third film.
It wasn't, there was so much more potential that they could have gone, especially after the Battle of New York, as they're calling it.
Not only that, but there is, in the comic, I believe, I mean, they could have turned it around where, we don't need to get into review of Iron Man 3, but everybody who's seen it knows the ending was just awful.
And from what I've heard, I don't know what else was, for favorite movie or favorite action movie, but why wasn't Thor on the list? Or Thor the Dark World? Because I heard that was 10 times better.
Right.
Than Iron Man 3.
I don't know who he was up against either.
But, I mean, we're dealing with Robert Downey Jr.
I guess people like his popularity opposed to the movie.
I think that's what potentially is, yeah. But yeah. I think it also goes to prove, too, that Thor still really isn't as strong of a household name as Iron Man. Iron Man, you know Robert Downey Jr.
Right.
Yeah. You say Thor, you're not going to necessarily know Chris Hemsworth.
No.
So
Iron Man 3 won favorite movie, favorite action movie.
And
favorite action movie star. Star, right.
Yeah.
Okay.
The quote of the night, on behalf of the entire cast and crew of Marvel's Iron Man 3, I would like to thank all the fans who helped make our film not only the number one movie of the year, but now one of the biggest winners at the People's Choice Awards, said Iron Man 3 producer Kevin Feige. As always, Robert put everything he had into the character of Tony Stark and Iron Man, proving yet again why he is one of the finest actors of his generation. But none of this would have been possible without you, the fans, which is why these awards mean so much to us. So, I agree with him there. Iron Man and Tony Stark definitely has shown that Robert Downey Jr. is, one of the greatest of our generation, his generation. Because he still has, look at Sherlock Holmes when he does Holmes. Totally different character, and he's able to play the different character.
Yeah, well,
whereas you look at another actor from the same generation who's a part of the Disney family with Johnny Depp, you got Jack Sparrow, you got Tonto.
They're all the same character.
Same character.
Yeah.
So,
Robert's a great actor, and he pulls off Tony Stark really good. It's just the writing of the movie that failed. And people, obviously, it's going to be popular. It's a friggin' Iron Man.
Well, what he brought to Tony Stark, from his own personal life experience, I don't think there's really an actor with the charisma right now who could pull off Tony Stark.
No.
The way he did.
Yeah. No.
And it's the life experience that definitely helped with that.
Yeah, his addictions and all that.
And coming back from that and having a great career.
It's a great quote-unquote comeback story,
Oh, yeah. You know. Just like Tony Stark himself is a great comeback story after everything. So,
indeed, sir.
Continuing on with the Avengers theme, so to speak, Marvel Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., I was disappointed with the second half of this cliffhanger. From the mid-season finale to the winter premiere.
Well, as everybody knows, as they heard me for my first time on this, on the last issue, I'm not a big fan of this show. And here's another episode to prove why that I'm still not a fan of this show. And that is because they keep dragging things out.
I don't think, just the anticipation. What happened to Coulson?
You still really don't know.
Even after that, it explains some, but it's still
okay.
Not a lot.
No, it does not. There were some hint drops, like the surgeons say. The doctor says the trauma he endured was ungodly, and then there was another one, Nick Fury.
Right. Well, before we get any further, for those who haven't seen the show yet, or this particular episode, we are going to have some spoilers here.
Warning. Spoiler alert.
So, you've been warned. Just keep advancing a little bit, or tonight, Saturday night, being Saturday night, just turn it down and come and check back in a couple minutes. But hopefully most everyone has seen it. It's going to be hard for us not to discuss the most recent episode without doing spoilers
Spoilers. I have to.
Near the end of the episode, Coulson all of a sudden appears in the back of the doctor's car, the doctor played by Ron Glass.
Right.
And he goes, okay, basically questioning him. You know, we're paraphrasing here. What went on? And the doctor goes, I don't care what it says in your, what you were told. 8 seconds, 40 seconds, 8 minutes. You were dead for days.
Yeah. But why is he worth saving is my question. Out of all the agents that S.H.I.E.L.D. has, why?
Why him?
Why is he worth saving? Exactly. Going through all of that.
Why would Nick Fury play Dr. Frankenstein and literally torture Coulson to keep him alive? Because we see with his flashback on what the Tahiti aspect is, he's actually on the table with scalp removed, and they're going after his nervous system in the brain.
Implanting memories.
Exactly.
Like I was saying before the spoiler alert, and I'm sorry, was the doctor was saying the trauma he endured was ungodly, and Nick Fury had mentioned something about he would move heaven and earth to keep him alive or something like that.
Yeah.
Which heaven and earth was a Thor comic miniseries. Sorry,
right.
I don't know if you read something to those things or not.
A lot of people who thought he was a life model decoy. This episode disproves that at the moment.
And the Vision.
Whether he still becomes Vision, don't know.
Didn't you find it pretty anticlimactic? I mean, how's he still alive? Well, doctors fixed him. Okay.
Even the subplot of Agent May getting Skye kicked off the plane, saying that she's not a part of the team, to get Skye the opportunity to go out there, and even though she's still restricted by the band on her wrist with technology, still to hack to find out where Coulson is, it was just a weak show, episode.
Okay, look. Alright. This all takes place in a world where all this stuff is happening. Superheroes exist and people from aliens from other galaxies and planets and things happen. And this is what we get. I mean, really, this is what we get. Honestly, they don't have to put superheroes in the show. But this is the whole dragging it out thing. Now, when are we going to find out if something having to do with Thor did save him, or is that going to take another season? I mean, it's just
or
it's ridiculous.
Is it, or are we going to get our glimpse of Scarlet Witch early, and she was one of the ones to help bring him back to life with some magic?
Yeah. Doctor Strange.
Even with Doctor Strange, I mean, there's so much there. There's the whole Marvel Universe to grab from. And they want to avoid it for whatever reason.
Right.
I think if you want to salvage the show, this is the opportunity to kind of introduce for an episode Scarlet Witch. And if there is connection to her reviving Coulson, do it in that episode.
People's argument with that is that this is not a show about superheroes. So why should there be superheroes in the show? But if they hint at a supernatural way that he was fixed, for lack of better words, then what do you do there?
Right.
But
the Avengers are part of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yes, they are.
So they're superheroes. You gotta tie it in.
Yeah, I'm just reading some comments about this, and people are like, surgery is about as basic as it gets. I think a lot of people are expecting something more Marvel-esque.
Yeah.
Something to broaden the mythology of the Marvel Universe a bit more. But then instead they got surgery.
It's definitely a buzzkill. It really is.
Yeah.
So let's see what happens. Apparently this is going to be more of the common thread through the rest of the season. is them discussing this and bringing more to the light with this. So hopefully there's more answers to come from all this.
And keep in your mind, why was he worth saving?
That's the next next issue, next controversy, whatever. Conspiracy. Yeah. what makes Coulson so important? Just because he knows so much about Captain America?
SHIELD agents know a lot.
Speaking of Captain America and SHIELD, let's go back a little bit. The Agent Carter TV series moving forward with Haley Atwell is said to be just an internet rumor that the one shot was pretty much it. A one shot from the Iron Man 3 Blu-ray and DVD set. So
they're just teasing people.
Exactly. No one knows if the spinoff is actually going to be given consideration. I think it should. It was well done. I think it could carry a series. It definitely helps bridge that gap with, I think with Agent Carter, you know, we'll see the formation of SHIELD, and eventually, Robert Redford's character, maybe in a younger age. We could see what happens with the Howling Commandos and see what happens with Bucky as well.
Where do you see a good fit for this show? Netflix?
It could go Netflix. If it's done right, I don't see why it couldn't go ABC.
I think people are are scared.
Right now, ABC would be the wrong spot to go, especially even though the ratings are still high, or are considered high for SHIELD, it's not a good thing.
No.
Because with an Agent Carter show, I would expect something more along the lines of a Wonder Woman-ish meets Hogan's Heroes-ish type feel. I mean, not necessarily the comedy, but, you know, we're talking end of World War II, post-World War II type deal with the creation. And even though you don't have, you have your superhumans, but not exactly superheroes, right, you know, with the Howling Commandos. And how are they involved?
I don't think the show would be a good fit for ABC, honestly.
No, it's going to probably end up on Netflix. But if it does end up on Netflix, if they don't react to it now, while Atwell is still at the right appropriate age and look for the character.
Yeah, I mean, she's not.
I think if they wait until after,
you know, she's not exactly busy, is she, right now? I mean,
no. But if you wait until after the whole Luke Cage, Iron Fist, Daredevil, I can't even think what the fourth one is. But the upcoming
Jessica Jones.
If you wait for all of that before you do Agent Carter, I think you're going to drop the ball. I think the ball's going to get dropped hard with that.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I think it's a show that needs to be done with a halfway decent budget. Yeah. I mean, like you said, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. has decent ratings still, but it is fledgling. It is not doing well, and I think fans would maybe kind of be turned off for another show as named as Agent. It would kind of get confusing for people.
Well, I think the only reason why the show still has the ratings it has is you're having fans like ourselves watching to see, is it gonna get better? You know, we've been given the promise, hey, stick with it. It's gonna be you know, it'll be similar to Buffy or to Angel. Right. It's going to take 6 to 12 episodes before it really starts to kick off. Well, we've already crossed the 6 episodes, and you had one episode that kind of gave promise. Where we're getting close to that 12th episode, 12th to 13th episode. Because next week is episode 12.
Honestly, to me, that's the wrong way about going to make a television show.
Don't copy what you've already done. Learn from those mistakes and fix it. I mean, I think that's what killed Birds of Prey with CW. Or, I think, was that CW? Or was that still the Warner Brothers show? Or Warner Brothers Network?
I think it was WB back then.
But they didn't do, it took too long to do anything with the Harley Quinn character. They never brought in Robin, Nightwing.
Well, that is the absolute biggest problem, is just waiting and waiting. And now you have the episode, like we discussed, finally saying what happened to Coulson, right. But it didn't really say what happened to him. So if they do this agent, Agent Carter spinoff, they really need to get to the nitty gritty and show like what you're talking about. You know, get right to it.
I think they blew it with the whole Asgardian episode. Now here's a chance to bring in Thor, Chris Hemsworth. And you don't. Are they going to possibly bring Chris Evans on before Captain America?
They're not.
Be a great idea.
They don't want superheroes in the show.
I think it'd be a great idea, especially to help tie in the movie.
Yeah.
But it's not going to happen. I mean, right now they're going within the next month. They're already teasing Stan Lee's going to be on the show in a big role.
Yeah, I saw that. And they're really trying to get ratings up.
Sweeps week? Is that what that is?
I mean, if Stan Lee really gets ratings up, wow.
That's going to be the low point then for the show, is if you have to bring Stan Lee in just to get the ratings up.
That's what I mean. I mean, I don't mean anything against Stan, but...
No. Oh, Stan's brilliant, but... Yeah. Where does the ball of blame get put? Joss Whedon for not being as hands-on on his brother and the rest of the producing and writing staff?
Bottom line, it's still getting ratings, so we're still gonna keep doing it. It's too bad.
Despite the fact that the fans and the critics are saying it's gotta get better.
Basically, they're saying
it's nothing's broke, so we're not going to fix.
They're saying wipe the slate clean and bring in different team.
Yeah.
On team, I mean the agents that are on the show now, the joke of people they are.
Right.
So, Mr. Negative here.
Well, that's going to conclude this issue of Mighty Marvel Geeks on Sorcerer Radio. You could find Ken on Twitter at
twitter.com/ I don't even remember anymore. K-A-M-A-R-C-Y. K-A-M-A-R-C-Y.
So at K-A-M-A-R-C-Y. You can find me at Marvel Geeks. You could catch the episode on iTunes and Stitcher. Or download us off the site at weebiegeeks.net on Sunday. If you want to re-listen to the show again, or if you missed the show, feel free to give us a call and leave us a voicemail about any questions or comments for the Marvel Universe at 321-219-8227. And until next time... I guess as Stan Lee would put it, who wrote this book? No. Actually, he would say Excelsior. So until next week, we're out.
See ya.
has been a BB Geeks production.